Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Duffalo. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Duffalo. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Sadecki. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou, who is chasing the ball. Javier reaches third base with a triple. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Javier scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Groat reaches second base with a double. White goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groat scores. Musial moves to second. It's 3-0, Cardinals. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Jack Fisher now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up towards third. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Boyer, and towards Groat, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano strikes out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musial. Mays reaches second base with a double. Keene moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCarver is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joey Amalfi Tano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfi Tano is 0-for-1 in the game. Amalfi Tano hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Javier is called out on strikes. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Bailey to Pagan and they have White trapped. The throw over to Cepeda, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Sanford pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Cardinals. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Musial reaches second base with a double. Charlie James pinch runs for Stan Musial. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman strikes out. 1 out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. James moves to third. 2 outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood is walked intentionally. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a pop-up towards third. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Charlie James now playing left field. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0 for 2 in the game. Sadecki hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Javier hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keane fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Javier moves to second. Gaylord Perry now pitching. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Groat strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 2 in the game. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keane takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Cardinals. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of James. Mays reaches second base with a double. Ron Taylor now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 3 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Mays moves to third. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 3 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Flood, who is chasing the ball. Alou reaches third base with a triple. Mays scores. Cepeda goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 5, Cardinals, 5. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Larsen now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Flood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 3 in the game. Amalfitano takes first base on ball 4. Matty Alou pinch hits for Don Larsen. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Amalfitano. The throw from McCarver and he is out, Javier applying the tag. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Shane D'Anst pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McCarver moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dal Maxville pinch runs for Red Shane D'Anst. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Javier bunts towards first. Cepeda fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cepeda. McCarver scores. Maxville moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.